controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
President Trump has officially gone to war with the deep state. He has finally taken the gloves off. And I have this from public events that have taken place in the last week to sources very close to the president in the White House. But ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing incredible developments, and I'm going to be laying them out here on this special Sunday broadcast, July 7th, 2019. We always talked about the Achilles heel of the deep state is child molestation. That's the currency. Child molestation, child abuse, child murder, child trafficking, organ harvesting from children. That this is the currencies they traffic in. Not just illicit drugs and weapons or stolen art. Those are all secondary to their main currency, children. And Jeffrey Epstein, and the fact that he had dozens and dozens of flights with Bill Clinton to the sex island, and that Bill Clinton was reportedly in those logs, criminally in some cases, only his initials, and the initials of other people on board. Now, since 9/11, any plane taking off has to have a manifest of who's on it, even if it's private, especially when you leave the country. I even consulted one of my air marshal friends this morning on it. He confirmed that that is the law. But I've flown on people's private jets, and they get your driver's license and run it before you take off. Or if it's a big group, it's run before on a manifest. Well, guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? Federal court ordered on July 3rd. It came out July 4th. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of suppressed information that Obama, during his administration, to the FBI and Mueller, who was also involved with Epstein, had suppressed. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is so huge. Jeffrey Epstein has been rearrested. He only got a slap in the wrist before and barely spent any jail time. He was a massive kingpin trafficker, supplying hundreds of girls a month to rich and powerful men, mainly in the Democratic Party, some in the Republican Party. And because this was the weak spot of the Clintons and others, using this to blackmail people, of course, Bill Clinton imbibed, Hillary's more into women, that they tried to blame this on Trump early on, and people like Alan Dershowitz, that's all blown up in their face. The documents have been released, and it proves that Bill Clinton was flying onboard planes with 12, 13, 14-year-old girls to a sex slave island. This makes the latest sex slave cult bust look tame in comparison, and it's exactly what we knew was going on from our sources and everything we've been laying out for years. So we're completely and totally vindicated. I'm going to lay all this out in the next segment and the exhibits and just how huge this is and what this means that Trump's taking the gloves off and how it ties into everything else that we're looking at. Also, we're going to look at the giant earthquake that hit out in California, with top scientists saying the next one could be up to 125 times, you heard me right, stronger, and it would look like something out of the Rock's movie San Andreas. That's pretty much what it would look like if you ever had an earthquake that big hit something like Los Angeles or San Francisco. So that's all going to be coming up today as well. Believe me, this is a broadcast no one should miss. We're turning the tide against the globalists, but we need everybody watching and listening to tell everyone they know right now, tune in. The revolution is being transmitted worldwide.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have lived to see it happen. The accelerated collapse of the globalists, their entire house of cards that was sewn and welded and spliced together with their secret currency, the way they compromise people. The old days, 100 years ago, even 80 years ago, 70 years ago, you'd have to set people up cheating on their wives or maybe being gay. That doesn't work anymore for blackmail. So what works? Children. And so the gang initiation into the deep state, both for conservative and liberal politicians from Europe and the United States, is sex with children. Children as young as 3 years old. I was told this by senior Pentagon military officers and former top FBI agents that ran Southern California, like Ted Gunderson. And all these years later, it's coming out. Jeffrey Epstein worked with the Clintons, worked with Robert Mueller to set up thousands of people. Sometimes he'd procure over 200 girls in a month. Young girls, as young as 10 years old, most about 13, 14. For rich men to have sex with at sex parties. And he'd fly whole plane loads of them out to the Caribbean on his big jet they called the Lolita Express. Bill Clinton flew on it more than 20 times. That's old news. But now we know that he flew a bunch of times without putting his name on it or only putting his initials, which is illegal, violates federal law. Even you're on a private jet now or a private plane or your own plane, you got to give them your Social Security number or driver's license, who you are, your flight number, and where you're going. They didn't do that. They falsified the reports. And the reports on July 4th got released. The judge ordered it the day before, thanks to Alan Dershowitz, the famous civil rights and defense lawyer, and another great lawyer, doesn't practice law, but a great guy, Mike Cernovich. They were trying to claim that, oh, because Epstein had been let off with a slap on the wrist for all his pedophile pimping, that secretly Trump was in there, even though it was under Obama's watch, the cover-up happened. So they sued and got the documents, and guess what? There's no Trump in here. There's no Alan Dershowitz. There's Bill Clinton and all his buddies and all of these initials of people, which is a violation of federal law. Guess who those people are, the initials? People who didn't want people to know they were on the plane, or individuals that were children. Remember the UN report 2 years ago, admitting, AP even reported, that the UN kidnapped thousands of children, many died, out of the Caribbean. Look at all the child sex trafficking coming in under Obama, and even the Senate report admitted, even mainstream news admitted, that thousands of children ended up disappearing, being sex trafficked, many killed under the government program to order the Border Patrol to release them to Democrat charities who, you guessed it, in some cases, trafficked in children's organs. Oh, they're not just raping them. And ladies and gentlemen, the full exhibit is in a powerful Zero Hedge article up on InfoWars.com. I read this whole thing the last 2 days and hundreds of pages of other documents that were suppressed in the court agreements that Obama's Justice Department set up. And now it's exonerated people that had been accused falsely, and it's shown who was really up to it. Oh, and who was covering this? Back at the time when highly decorated, top tier, he ran their foreign detail for the Secret Service, agent in charge of operations, Dan Bongino a few years ago tweeted out when Hillary was saying, oh, the Secret Service doesn't have any corruption on us. He said back to her handler, be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser, because she flew on the plane too. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, tweeted Bongino. And here is that tweet for you. Now, why is this so huge? Because this implicates Republicans as well, mainly Democrats. And if this unravels, which it is unraveling now, there's no way they can hide it, even if they have corrupt Clinton people and Obama people still at the Justice Department. as this comes out, there's no way they're going to get away with it because a bunch of people are going to get charged. Epstein's already been arrested again. And there's a total blueprint. Secret Service agents were reportedly disgusted when girls that were clearly 13, 14 years old who weren't with their parents were brought on and were sitting in men's laps and stuff. So it's admitted, and it's in all the court filings, but was in the news years ago, that the Secret Service, they started not having them on the planes. And that Bill Clinton would ditch his, quote, Secret Service because the Secret Service wasn't going to put up with it. Obviously. In fact, they should have gone public then. But they did go public. And Bongino's had his house broken into, his car. He's been threatened. A lot of folks have been threatened. I've been threatened over this. I've been told I better shut up about what's going on in the Caribbean. And everything will stop. All the attacks, all the lawsuits, all the threats. Well, guess what? You failed, globalist. I didn't shut up. And InfoWars has been first to be on top of this. That's why they did the whole fake Pizzagate thing. Real stuff in the spirit cooking in New York. They diverted off to a pizza place where stuff wasn't going on, didn't have a basement, to get the whole media to cover it. We covered that media coverage. We then got blamed with it falsely. To then say, oh, Hillary's not involved with kids. Oh, she just represented hardcore convicted pedophiles and rapists when she was first a lawyer. That was her specialty. She just continues to be involved in sex trafficking. One of the heads of her foundation is a convicted sex trafficker out of the Caribbean, again, who changed her name and now runs Amber Alert. Yes, you can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen. This rabbit hole goes so damn deep. But what this means is Trump's getting control of the Justice Department. Trump is getting some justice out of the courts. And the arrogance of the Clintons trying to threaten Trump with this, because he knew Epstein from New York and business and things, never flew with him, never was in, you know, private stuff with him. The fact that they knew that was their Achilles heel, so they tried to blame it on Trump. Like Russia was Hillary's Achilles heel, Uranium One. So they blame that on Trump. When you've really done it, you blame who is innocent. But it backfired because people sued, the documents got released, and it proves that they are the ones doing this. This is so huge. And it shows that Trump is completely focused and a lot of big things are about to happen. And the gloves are off. And I can tell you from inside information that it's incredibly dangerous to even know that I'm going to release when we come back. That Trump is for real. He's going for broke. And that we are living in incredibly historic times. Speaking of that, we have some major initiatives that I need to launch that will devastate the globalists in a big way. Really exciting things that I'm not at liberty to talk about on air. A lot of behind-the-scenes things going on that we don't take credit for. I'll just leave it at that. But we are the real defense force for this country and this republic. You are the support system. You are just as important as I am, just as important as my crew are. And something very exciting just happened. We know when we have a zeitgeist. We put on sale these Betsy Ross flags, America back shirts. And I said only 4,000 would be printed. We sold half of them in 2 days. They're all about to sell out, so get the limited editions now. We'll have a new limited edition. It's so popular, but InfoWarsStore.com, and it helps fund these initiatives. We need a lot of money, and selling these T-shirts is a great way to do it. Plus, it'll trigger these anti-free speech, anti-American libtards. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, we are launching another limited edition right now. T-shirt, we're only going to have 4,000 of these. There's four different variants, two different shirts in white and in navy blue. I'm very excited about it. It is the Betsy Ross flag, the first flag made by an abolitionist, made by an American. She came up with the design. It's a beautiful flag, one of the most recognizable in history, if not world history. And it's a white shirt on the front that has the flag in red, white, and blue right across the chest, big. And then under it, it says, these colors don't run. On the back, it says, America is back, InfoWars.com. There's another variant, the Betsy Ross flag, established 1776. And on the back, it says, America's back, InfoWars.com. So two different variants, two different colors. That's four shirts. We're printing 1,000 of each. The order was put in yesterday. The place where they make them in America is printing them now. They'll be shipped to us by next week, 2 weeks for delivery. So get your Betsy Ross InfoWars limited edition shirts exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And we fund this revolution the old-fashioned way. We earn it with your support, with high-quality products that are win-wins. InfoWarsStore.com. Go right there for all of the great apparel. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the shirts make it all possible.
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Welcome back to this Sunday, July 7th, 2019 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to play an extremely powerful clip from President Trump's July 4th historic speech, where he talks about the second American Revolution is here, 1776, worldwide. John Paul Jones, I've only begun to fight, and so much more. Let me break this down as best I can. You're going to get real inside the White House intel. Without even trying, in the last 4 days, I have talked to three people that have personally met with Trump in the last week. Now, I want to be clear. This isn't me up here bragging like the mainstream media does, that, oh, they've got all these White House sources and these leaks that are almost all completely made up and false and garbage. These are real people that Trump trusts having real conversations. And that's something the corporate fake media, the fake news, craves, is real access. They don't have it. I have access to the Pentagon. I have access to the intelligence agencies. I have access to the Oval Office. And that's why they want me off air. This isn't like I'm up here bragging. This is like being a general on the front lines dancing around in your full uniform. But it's something I've got to do, is walk this tightrope. Because we influence the president. The president influences us. He believes in Americana. He loves InfoWars. He loves our audience. And he keeps his ear to the ground and takes information from InfoWars and really looks at it as from the people. So we're a major populist bullhorn, like Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity. We're one of the only ones out there of probably four or five. And Trump increasingly doesn't care what the New York Times or Washington Post says anymore. He used to care. He understands that it's a true war and that they don't want success and that they really want to stop the country from coming back. Trump totally wants a peace deal with North Korea. He totally wants a good economy. He totally loves everybody. He really wants to deliver. Why wouldn't he? The guy that turned America around, he'd be as great as George Washington. And he now gets just how bad D.C. is and just how bad the bureaucrats are. And he's really gotten his sea legs under him. And there's just so much to talk about and then so much that I shouldn't talk about. I'll say this, and it's not to get heat off my back. This is to give everybody really good news. We have successfully radicalized the president of the United States. CNN's right when they say it's the InfoWars presidency. We have successfully radicalized the Pentagon. We have successfully radicalized the CIA. I'm not trying to brag. It just happened. We did it. This audience did it. Matt Drudge, Amplifying, the other shows. All of you did it. All we did was reboot Americana, things that make sense. All we did was believe in a good future and believe in promoting free market and family and Second Amendment and Jesus Christ over world government and Hollywood and communism and pedophilia and rich bankers who are above the law and pay no tax but lecture us all day. And Warren Buffett getting $486 billion of banker bailout but lecturing us that we need to pay more taxes. They have rejected them. And InfoWars has been the star in the crown in that fight, by God's grace. But the enemy thinks if they can take me out, that somehow that will shut down what's happened. It's a chain reaction. You can't stop it. And I'm not just saying that. I don't just say things and hope they're true. You're done. You're screwed. It's over. You may be able to take us out. You may be able to hold on for a while, but you're never going to win. It's over. No amount of AI, no amount of censorship. You're done. Definitely this crop of control freaks, the Clintons and the Pelosi's, and they're all eating their own, and Biden and Obama and all, and all the EU lackeys and all of you criminals that try to set up a world government you run at our expense. We do the hanging, not you. And so we successfully raise the alarm, and your goose is cooked. And so, I'm still going to fight really hard, and InfoWars is important, but the public gets the paradigm. Because when I say I radicalized the president, it was already there. We just triggered it. And the enemy attacking Trump proved everything we said. And the globalists coming out and say they hate America, and we should have a race war, and that pedophilia is good. It's real. And so we told everybody how they were. It came true. They showed themselves. They unmasked, trying to scare everybody. See, they thought we were scared. No, we were asleep. And you're now trying to terrorize us, only pissed us off. So here's the good news. The public's awake. And you could kill me tomorrow. Nobody's shutting up. Nobody's going away. People have your number. They've got your blueprints. They've got how you work. They've got how you operate. And it's over. It's over. Now, it's going to be a rough process, but you're broken up. Your back is broken. We're going to go to this powerful clip of the president. We'll come back with more of this because this is so central. And then all the tectonic things that are happening and so much more. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Thomas Jefferson wrote the words that forever changed the course of humanity. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With a single sheet of parchment and 56 signatures, America began the greatest political journey in human history. But on that day, the patriots, who would determine the ultimate success of the struggle, were 100 miles away in New York. There, the Continental Army prepared to make its stand, commanded by the beloved General George Washington. As the delegates debated the Declaration in Philadelphia, Washington's army watched from Manhattan as a massive British invading fleet loomed dangerously across New York Harbor. The British had come to crush the revolution in its infancy. Washington's message to his troops laid bare the stakes. He wrote, "The fate of unborn millions will now depend under God on the courage and conduct of this army. We have therefore to resolve to conquer or die." Days later, General Washington ordered the declaration read aloud to the troops. The assembled soldiers just joined an excited crowd running down Broadway. They toppled a statue of King George and melted it into bullets for battle. The faraway king would soon learn a timeless lesson about the people of this majestic land. Americans love our freedom, and no one will ever take it away from us.
Quantify what I got into last segment, because this is so central. ABC News, CBS, CNN, all of them, they desired above all else to have access to Trump. Because you see, Trump's actually the president. He's actually calling the shots. If they could co-opt him, they'd be happy, but they are totally freaked out because of bureaucracy and these roundtables, like the CFR, would come up with a consensus, and then all of those people that were in those roundtables would make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, a piece in some cases, billions a year in some, off of parlaying all of that access. Well, along comes the second American Revolution that Trump talked about earlier, and what are they going to do? Well, they're going to try to reach into everybody in his orbit. They're going to try to get their operatives into place. They're going to try to threaten everybody in his orbit to join them or be destroyed. They're going to use their NSA access that all these Democrats from Obama and Hillary era and the Clinton era and the Bush era are still in place. And so they're going to use their national security clearances, Clapper and Brennan and Mudd and all the rest of them, to run around wreaking havoc trying to block Trump's agenda. And then along comes InfoWars. Along comes people on the street. Along comes folks calling into the White House. And the president is up late at night just answering the switchboard to see many nights what you think and what you're saying. It's incredible. They want to cut that access off. And so what I announced earlier was they failed cutting the access off. They failed miserably. When they told Trump, when John Kelly and others told Trump that he couldn't read InfoWars or he couldn't watch my show or he couldn't see clips of it that people were bringing him from a security detail and so many others, that made Trump only seek that out even more. And then that accelerated the process of Trump becoming, quote, radicalized. And to be clear, the globalists are radicals. They want open borders, world government. They want to break up the family. They want a technocracy, a worldwide police state, Islamic invasions, all of this. And you can only defeat something that radical by admitting it's radical and taking radical measures against it. If your leg has gangrene and your whole body's going to die, you cut it off. If you got cancer that's going to kill you, it's going to hurt to have the surgery, but you get it out. And so that's what's happening here, is that they proved they were the baddies. And they proved it to everybody. And that and their fake polls, that's out in the news. I'll cover it next segment. ABC hides Trump approval surge with voters, says he's in trouble. But all the real internal polls show he's way up 15 points. And the president gets that. Remember how all the polls were wrong in 2016? Because they were paid to lie, to oversample 15 points on average Democrats. But Democrats have nobody at their events, no crowds showing up. They had like 20 people to protest Trump on the 4th of July versus hundreds of thousands to celebrate. They are failing, and they're in their death throes, and they're panicking. So they're trying to sink the country as their only hope. And so, by them persecuting InfoWars, by them censoring us, in some ways, we're unable to reach larger audiences and new audiences on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and places, and Google's delisted us. But it doesn't matter, because the people that count, really smart folks that are in government, in corporations, in academia, in banking, they now know that everything we ever talked about was super dead on in the main, in the general, and they are now going off of it as a blueprint, when all I researched was human history, American history, freedom versus tyranny, and I believed in you, and I believed we could have a Renaissance reboot. And guess what? You are coming into my store, and you're buying into that because you know it's something you already bought into when you were born. It's who you already are, and I bought into who you are. We're buying into success and a future and freedom together, and that angers the globalists so much. Just the access that people crave. That corrupt lawyer that you know went to jail for his own crimes, nothing to do with Trump. He was getting tens of millions of dollars a piece from big corporations just in the hope that he would influence Trump. Michael Cohen. That's going on everywhere. Trump has banned the lobbyist. But still then, anybody that gets to talk to Trump is seen as a lobbyist, and that drives the globalists crazy. It's like you're getting to talk to the queen of the prom or something. And these are all social climbers that are obsessed with status and obsessed with the cocktail parties and the in-groups. And can you imagine what it's like for Brian Stelter and all of them to go to hear Trump word for word repeating days later what I've said? Do you know how that infuriates them and how that drives them crazy? And that's why they're suing us and trying to shut us down and attacking us. But here's the good news. People aren't even plagiarizing what I've said. They're seeing what I already saw and what you see. We're all experiencing it. And now there's the Great Awakening. The blinders are being taken away and we're all seeing it. And that's the radicalization of reality. is that people now know the globalist paradigm, they know the globalist plan, and then once you know the plan and how it works, you see all their operations, and you see where they're bragging in their own elite publications to each other how they're doing it. They were so arrogant, they've admitted it all. And all we've got to do is then research what they're doing, realize it's bad for everybody, it's illegal, and say no to the damn thing. But they thought in a giant confidence act, a confidence game like tyrants have done throughout history, that they could go further and further and further, but they went too far. They're not history's actors. Remember Karl Rove? It was a cocktail party. CNN, ABC News, New York Times was there. And they said to Karl Rove, they said, hey, you said there were WMDs, now you say there weren't. You know, people remember you lied. He said, I control reality. And I'll tell you what's new reality next week. It may be totally different, and you'll go dutifully report it, because we are history's actors now. This is the end of history. The public doesn't matter. Well, guess what? You're hated, you're reviled, Rove. Everybody knows you're a liar. You have no credibility. That's the same thing for all these delusional scum. Now, here's a powerful piece with Attorney Barnes talking about Trump's speech in a two-minute summation, and then we'll be back from break. History's happening. Stay with us. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they face no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the public officials that care about this, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression.
And let's be absolutely crystal clear here. Big railroads and big steel and big oil had Pinkerton security, killed thousands, were horribly corrupt, gouged small-time farmers, ran all sorts of scams. But they weren't reading all your mail. They didn't know what bra size your wife wears or what size tampons and what you like to watch porn-wise. They didn't know what was in your bank account. They didn't know what God you worship or don't worship. This is omnipresent level abuse, and coupled with the monopolies, it is the ultimate Mark of the Beast style nightmare system. And remember, InfoWars was the vanguard of being banned first, the most banned, and at the vanguard of fighting it, because we are the vanguard. You are the vanguard. Step into the history, folks.
The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. And that's the reason why, because it created this little democratic experiment, an independent free press, independent free speech of ordinary Americans coming together collectively and aggregately through their financial support of InfoWars to make real the original promise of an independent free press, to make real the actions of independent free speech in our electoral arena, in our social and cultural influential arena that shapes people's minds, shape people's thoughts, to where you can choose your own news and your own views and share and spread those with the rest of the world. That is why it was the target for a totalitarian, authoritarian, control-oriented, big tech, big media
collusion. They used our openness as our weakness.
Precisely. It's real collusion. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw.
Preview.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I told you that I'd give you some of the real secrets of the White House. And I already have. I've explained how it works, what makes Trump tick, the fact that he's really for real. But I want to just lay out some of the things I've learned from people very close to the president that CNN and the New York Times would kill to get. Trump is planning on taking action against big tech in the next few months for the censorship, for the election meddling. And he always goes through a process of meeting with big tech first, meeting with whoever he's upset with first, giving them a chance, watching, seeing what they do, seeing if they fulfill agreements and promises. Instead, they just lied to him. And then he has more meetings with them to warn them again. And then he meets with the opposition, and he meets with the people that have been persecuted to develop a battle plan. And that's why next Thursday we'll be covering it live. Social media icons like Carpe Donctum and many others that I've talked to and have reached out to me that do not wish to be known until they're there for a lot of obvious reasons. You get targeted by the media for this. They hate the access. Are going to be meeting with Trump and then having breakaway events and meetings after that. And some of this I'm not at liberty to get into, but Trump is talking to the best minds from the grassroots up with his chief of staff for the campaign, Brad Parcells. And Trump is formulating an action plan, and he's tired of his lawyers and people at the Justice Department who he said go after him for antitrust, go after him for election meddling, not taking action. And so he's developing a whole range of systems from cutting federal funding to any of these groups, any advertising, to not letting U.S. military bases visit these sites because they've been compromised by the Chinese in the case of Apple and Google. That's on record, just like Huawei. To promoting new platforms, which they've already been beta testing, like Parler and some others. So these folks are all going to be there. Hundreds of people are going to be there. Not so much journalists, but I'll just leave it at that. I've got some folks that are obviously... folks are all going to be there. Hundreds of people are going to be there. Not so much journalists, but I'll just leave it at that. I've got some folks that are obviously going to be there representing us, but I'll let the media try to figure out who. But I have talked to about 10 of the people that are going to be there have reached out to me, or I've reached out to them. I haven't talked to Ben Garrison yet, who they're now trying to call an anti-Semite for saying Soros is a puppet master. Over people in the White House. It turned out his former head of global initiatives was the lady they put in Trump's administration to do all the hiring. We exposed that first with Stone. And then Cernovich commissioned a deal. They're calling it anti-Semitic. That's how they operate. So tomorrow I'm going to have Carpe Donctum on to talk more about this. And Tommy Robinson is going to issue a huge announcement, his biggest announcement ever, exclusively on the broadcast tomorrow. He was on exclusively Friday. He's facing more prison time and solitary confinement for the crime of journalism. They're calling that contempt of court. It's incredible. He's going to have an emergency message tomorrow. I'll just say it, to Trump and others. He's facing death. He says he's ready to die, but he's going to make a very bold move tomorrow on the broadcast. We'll have a lot more of the inside baseball on what's happening at the White House, what's happening in the fight against globalism, what's happening with people being persecuted for what they do in the media and the press, and for being patriots. But the bottom line is this. The globalists are losing control, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists have lost the narrative. The people hate them. None of their lies, none of their tricks work anymore. So they double down and do even bigger lies, like people are drinking out of toilets, AOC, and there was nobody at Trump's rally, and show it 5 hours before it started. And people now know, wow, you really lie. You don't just lie some. You don't just spin. You are out of control, and so we're winning. It's a dangerous time. The globalists are going to pull a lot of stuff, but we're winning. Here's a clip from Friday's interview with Tommy Robinson. Very, very powerful, very, very scary. And then the second hour is coming up on the earthquake threat, 125 times stronger, and so much more. Second hour straight ahead. Whatever you do, tell everyone you know, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. Here's Tommy Robinson. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please. Tommy Robinson, we didn't talk much before you went live on air. I don't know the answer to this. You usually know the answer. What's the best bet on what's going to happen to you, my friend, next week? Tell us when the sentencing is and tell us what you think you're facing.
I think I'm going to jail. The best bet I've got now is to launch another appeal. Again, Alex, £115,000 we've spent fighting this case. This is what a lot of it comes to. So now if I lodge an appeal, it's another £30,000 minimum. Yeah? So that, if not, they're eating you up. So if I lodge an appeal, if I get sent to jail next Thursday, then I can apply for bail to get out of jail whilst I await my appeal. But what it's shown me...
No, they eat you up like cancer. Same thing's happening to us. They're suing Owen as well. Keep going.
It's shown me that they don't care. They don't care that the world's watching. They don't care that they haven't followed their own laws. They do not care. They are changing and you... Do you know what, Alex? I was charged. Originally, they told the whole world that I prejudiced the trial and I risked collapsing it. Yeah? When two separate judges it went before said, actually, no, he didn't. There's nothing he says that does that. That case then gets dropped, yeah? I then get out. I'm out. I'm released from prison for what they call an unlawful and a flawed process within the courts. Then, for 5 months, the Attorney General sits on this. I produce a documentary, Panorama. Panorama completely exposes the corruption with the BBC working alongside far-left George Soros organisations to frame me for sexual allegations. We have undercover footage of it. The biggest expose on the BBC.
Let's explain. You got millions of views in one day. YouTube banned it. We aired it. Tell folks the name of it. It's on your site so people can find it. Where their undercover video admitting, just set him up, say he raped you, say he assaulted you. And they go, well, but that's not true. This is what they do.
And it's called Panorama. So Panorama is the BBC's flagship show. We called ours Panorama. We had their lead investigator, their face of Panorama, on camera, setting me up, blatantly setting me up. The biggest expose of the BBC in this country has ever seen, and not one single British journalist talked about it. I was removed from Facebook, removed from YouTube, all within 24 hours. I was completely deplatformed from everywhere within 24 hours. And 5 days later, the Attorney General ordered me to be prosecuted on these charges. These charges, which they've created because they're completely separate charges to the charges I was originally put in jail for when they first put me in jail, they added two new charges of causing anxiety to the Muslim paedophiles.
So this is the whole leftist system of you hurt my feelings, therefore the Magna Carta 1215 means nothing. So pulling back big picture, you've had tens of thousands in the streets for you. You basically relaunched a whole new yellow vest movement in the UK. What is the, and you're not threatening anything, but what is your concern of if you do go to prison or they do hurt you again or they do throw acid in your face again or they do try to stab you again or, God forbid, they do kill you, what could this set off for these arrogant tyrants?
Alex, this is the thing. Like, I'm feeling sorry for myself, yeah, which I need to slap out of and snap out of. But at the same time, as far as our cause, yeah, and everything's for our cause, send me to jail and kill me in prison and watch the country go. So essentially, I know that's a stupid thing to say, but essentially, I've always said it, this country needs a revolution. Yeah? Put me in jail, have me killed if you stupid morons think that's going to not do it. And I only wish that I'd be here to watch the country rise, because it's going to take a moment. I've always said it's going to take something. They have no idea what they're doing. Yeah? So essentially, for the cause, please, the best thing you could have done is find me guilty on all three charges. The best thing you can do for my cause and our country's cause and our people's cause and the uprising of people against your totalitarianism, the best thing you could do is find me guilty. The best thing you can do is slam me with a prison sentence. The last thing I'm going to do is beg you and ask.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Think about what's happened in just the last few years. World government that had been denied is now right out in the open. And all over the planet, globalists, authoritarian leftists are being voted out of office. Now they're striking back with trying to start wars and trying to break down borders and trying to break up our families. Classic tactics of demoralization. But it's not going to work in the long run if we stay the course. And that's why they always try to make us feel like we're losing. That's why they always try to make us feel like we're failing. It's because they know they're losers, ladies and gentlemen. They swindle and steal and take everything they get their hands on. Why does every communist system end up imploding? Why do socialist systems end up imploding? Why is every blue city and blue state literally offering free piles of, you know what, steaming crap? Why are there needles everywhere? Because the evil, dependent, corrupt, at the low level, all come like flies to you know what. And then the globalists who are evil on the top sit there and administer over all the drug addicts and the mentally ill and the collapse of society. And then they sell that paradigm to expand their little kingdoms while they rule over it. And then get those of us that care, those of us that have a conscience, to fund the expansion of evil in the name of fixing society. They use our goodwill. They use our real social justice as Christians, as conservatives, as nationalists, as people that care about civilization and society, those that want to serve. They use our goodwill to help build their own paradigms and build their own systems. And all the studies show this, that leftists, depending on whether it's in the UK or the US or Europe or even Japan, are 6 to 9 times more likely to steal, to engage in crime, to not give to charity, but way more likely to tell you how charitable they are and to explain to you how you need to be charitable. It's like Eddie Haskell on steroids and PCP, where it's just constant virtue signaling, constantly trying to guilt you, constantly trying to manipulate you because they know those buttons are there. They just can't stop trying to run your life. They just can't stop it. And they love political correctness. They love saying the American flag's evil and white people are inherently bad. That's white people saying that. Because if they can push it that far, they can get everybody at each other's throats, and then they are the referees. They're the jail guards. They're the warden. You know, prisons break up into black, Hispanic, white, and Asian. And that's how it's done. Historically, as people split into gangs, and that's how the warden controls them, is they control them by their gang leaders who administer the justice. And the more barbarous, the more high security a prison is, the more it's run by the gangs. That's how the world really works, ladies and gentlemen. And so we wonder why the Democrats have degenerated, why they're falling apart, why they seem so crazed, why they're so evil. It's because they are a criminal gang, and they use Hezbollah of Iran, and they use MS-13 of Central America as the operating system, the Democrats do, to carry out their hits and to launder their money and to do the jobs they want done. That's the way it's been for a long time in corrupt systems, and that's the way it is now, where governments use organized crime. And because MS-13 is the most vicious, and because Hezbollah is smart and cunning, they are the muscle, the Democrats. But thanks to Trump, they're being executed as we speak. Yes, that's right. Let's be big boys and girls here and admit what's really happening in this country. We're in a civil war. And the Democrats are freaking out because they work for the Chi-Coms and others. And Trump is chopping all their tentacles off and ripping them out of their rat holes. And they're having to walk the plank. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. And I'm going to get into Antifa first and what they did this weekend to see what scum they are. And then we'll get into the tectonic developments on this planet that are absolutely critical. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And welcome back to this Sunday Global Edition, July 7th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let's cut right to it. Everybody I talk to, in the comments I see on InfoWars and on YouTube, when we see Antifa beating up men, women, and children, throwing acid attacks on people's faces with quick-set concrete, beating people over the head with steel bars, splitting their skull down to their brain, and the police just stand there and do nothing. In D.C., in Portland, Oregon, in San Francisco, in Austin, Texas. Why are they getting away with it? Well, the mayor got caught in Portland last week giving the order, and the police have gone public with it, to stand down. And so they followed that illegal order and stood down while Antifa ganged up and beat up gay Asian journalists. And what they are is professors and assistant professors and members of the media, members of the federal and state government. That's why they dox everybody, so they have access to your private files and your life, your background, your details, as they say, your social security number, where you live. They come out and they have people that they've been looking at who they're planning to target. And they go out and they physically attack you. And the police stand there and watch it happen because the police are being blackmailed. And how are the police being blackmailed? Remember, not this year, but last year, we got 30 plus pages of secret documents from an Antifa member's brother. And his family member had ended up having major medical issues and things like that. And it ended up going away for a while. And so he was able to get into his apartment and get these documents that he was a leader of Antifa. And it was Alexander Soros funding it, real documents. And it was in Maryland and other cities, an action plan. And one level is you're an actor. And you've got liaisons in the Blue City Police Department of the newsstands you're going to attack because they're conservative, like Washington Insider or Washington Times. And then McDonald's is a partner, so they're not going to prosecute you when you knock windows out. So is Starbucks. So they always go to a Starbucks, go to a McDonald's. They're globalist. And it's all in there. Go read it right now on InfoWars.com. They never denied its authenticity. And experts have come forward and said, no, it's real. But you see it in action. It's always the same. And so they're there to try to invoke and try to incite other people, it says it in the document, to riot. So it's always white people in black masks saying to black folks, the cops are racist. They killed your people. Kill them. Attack. Hoping to get a real attack going. Now, the average cops are just told to stand down, but they're senior captains and commanders and chiefs have been briefed, and they do it under the auspices of drills. So they say it's a drill. And then over time, they're able to escalate, and to test what will the media let us get away with. But not all the Antifa are professors or lawyers or newspaper writers who dress up like Batman to go out and, be vigilantes. They then call out scum online on Facebook and Twitter who are just criminals and who want to be able to attack people. And that's why Pelosi was saying how great Antifa was until about a year and a half ago in San Francisco when they attacked that prayer vigil. Antifa was in such a power trip when 1,000 of them showed up, they began to attack Democrats and take people's purses and just beat people up. Because it's like sharks in a feeding frenzy. Sharks will be eating a fish, tastes so good, another shark gets bit, they start biting that shark, they start biting other sharks. And that's what a shark feeding frenzy looks like. Well, that happens in mob psychology as well. So here are some of these clips. I'm going to talk over them, where we have one of the Antifa from three different angles. It goes on for like 10 minutes. Can't light a flag with a match. He doesn't even know how to use matches and tries to figure that out. He didn't even know how to cup his hand over the flag, strike it, and then get it going that way. Or that he should douse it in lighter fluid before he came out there, like when I burn UN flags. Ever seen me burn one? Man, they go up real nice with one lighter. Bring a lighter if you're going to burn an American flag on July 4th. But it's all trying to get people to physically attack him. I was sued by the Communist Revolutionary Party Revco, the same ones that were out burning them in D.C. The suit was thrown out. I was even there when the American flag got burned. They tried to claim that I was in a conspiracy with the police and others to do it. But it didn't matter. It got the publicity that I was being sued when they burned an American flag at the RNC now 3 years ago. Think about that. Isn't that wild? So now they're back out again, trying to burn the American flag, waving it around, burning in people's faces, hoping they get arrested so they can make another federal case out of it. They won at the Supreme Court the right to burn the flag back in the 1980s. And I want to be clear. You have a right to burn the American flag. People fought and died for the rights that flag symbolizes. I don't like it. It disgusts me. But we shouldn't be incited to attack them when they do it. It's what they want. But I'll say this. They want to more than just burn it. They want to remove it. And when they said that Betsy Ross flag was racist, when she was a famous abolitionist, one of the first big ones, her work, 70 years later, got slavery outlawed. You know, abolitionists, Underground Railroad. Even if somebody that had slaves made the American flag, what does that mean? That was back in history. They still have slaves in areas of Africa right now. Six Muslim countries still have slavery. They sell slaves in Somalia and Sudan. So we never have Somalis come here because of that? Or should get rid of the Somali flag? Well, actually, maybe get rid of it. They currently have slaves, yeah. The point is that if they can remove it and say it's bad, like the Ninth Circuit has ruled, the American flag's a hate symbol, can be banned in public schools. And now, well, they can't get the main American flag, so let's get the one with a circle on it, the original. Maybe folks will let us ban that. So you had him trying to burn the flag. We had the group confronting police, so finally the police did something, but not when other people got assaulted. Not when they were breaking into buildings, not when they were throwing newspaper machines out in the street. No, nothing was done then. They finally intervened a little bit when somebody had their Make America Great Again hat stolen. This is a better response than we normally have. I was there in 2016, 2017 for the inauguration on January 20th. And Antifa was at all the entrances beating up families so they couldn't get through. And they'd have women on the front line who'd hit you, so you'd hit a woman on tape trying to get through. So we pushed through, and the police came and threatened to arrest us. How dare you try to get in there? So they could show the mall opening with the fences around it and say nobody was in there, because for 2 hours, Antifa blocked the entrances. So CNN could shoot that video and say nobody was there from the top of the Washington Monument. Think about that. And then AOC came out this weekend and said nobody was at Trump's rally. And they showed photos from 5-6 hours before it began of the mall with only a few hundred people there, when it was 400, 500,000, maybe a million. No one's sure. But think about that level of lying. But hell, she said she saw people drinking out of toilets a week ago. It's a total lie. Doesn't matter. She'll move on to the next lie. Remember, she said the world's going to end in 12 years. More lies, ladies and gentlemen, because that's all these individuals can do. Antifa tried to rush the police and get them to attack them. Again, to make themselves the victims. These people are criminal thugs. Hours of these incredible videos are up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. It's time to declare this group a terrorist organization. The FBI has already listed them as connected to terror. It's time to stand up to these people. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the really big news. Seismologists, the USGS, is saying the next earthquake to hit California, they believe, may be 125 times stronger. We live in a very, very volatile, changing world. That's all coming up on the other side. Please stay with us. NewsWars.com, the most banned network in the world, for a good reason. Evil hates us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All I do not hope that California falls off into the ocean. I do not hope that there is a mega quake or the big one that hits southern or central or northern California or anywhere else. But sadly, ladies and gentlemen, when we see hurricanes hit Florida, Democrats, because it went to Trump, barely, by a few hundred thousand votes, say they want to see Florida flooded and destroyed. Think about that mindset. Think about how evil that is. Even if California was all Democrats, I wouldn't want to see it fall off into the ocean. I wouldn't want to see 37 million people die. But here's the facts. We live on giant tectonic plates only about 15 to 30 miles thick. Those are ships floating on liquid magma. And down at the core of the planet, nickel core spinning. We know from the electromagnetic radiation coming out, they can even be tracked. So imagine we're ships floating on lava, and we live 75 years on average. That's a blip on the radar screen. Not even a blip. Not even a sparkle in your eye. And you've got the Caribbean plate. It's all North America and out into the Atlantic. That is up against this Pacific plate, the biggest plate, the Ring of Fire. And we are almost 30 years, depending on which expert you talk to, 27 to 30 years out, overdue for a big one with all of the predictions and scans they've got. Everywhere else has had the big megaquakes, the 8.1s, stuff like Fukushima, 200-foot tsunamis, ground opening up, like out of the movie San Andreas. When we're talking cataclysmic situation. And when you had that first shock that was a 6.4, they've been debating it from where they read it. That devastated a lot of stuff for hundreds of square miles. If it had hit L.A., it would have been thousands of fires, hundreds of billions of damage. But it hit north of there, northeast. But they're now predicting, then they said, oh, this is the main event. Then there was a bigger event that was a 7+. Some estimates are up 11 times stronger. Other estimates, 5 times stronger. The point is, depends how you read these numbers, these are big earthquakes that are overdue, and there could be another giant event today, tomorrow, the next week. And what's really concerning seismologists, volcanologists, and other folks that study these things is that Yellowstone has the highest level geysers. It was close to the record 3 days ago. Now the geysers, it's being reported, are the highest recorded since they've been recording them for 150 years. The water shooting out of there from the boiling lava down below. And there's all sorts of mini quakes going on. And if you understand that the Rocky Mountains were pushed up by megaquakes from the Pacific Rim, Pacific Plate, that big one, it's bigger than like 7-8 plates combined, it's pushing up against the plate that the United States is floating on, or is the plate, the Caribbean plate. And that's pushing up under there. Pacific Plate's pushing under, pushing up the Rockies, where you've got that super volcano where it tends to blow up and sometimes cover almost all of North America in ash. People, for depending on the maps they've got, 500 to 1,000 miles in all directions will be dead, like Pompeii. Pompeii's a little volcano. And the city down below, everybody died instantly. You're talking about Denver, all those places, bye-bye, everybody's dead. 15 feet of molten ash hits you, everything explodes, burns down, you're all dead. You could be in a basement, you could be anywhere, you're dead. You're talking about boiling ash hitting you, you'll be frozen in place like Pompeii. That's just where we live. That's the universe. That's the reality. I shot a report on this yesterday, and I pointed out that most elites believe we're a simulation and that they had been saying they thought asteroids hit us every million years or so that could, cause a nuclear winter, cause the skies to darken, cause a new ice age. Now they know from watching other planets, they're getting hit every couple of years by comets, by asteroids. Jupiter and Saturn it's been observed, have had comets and asteroids hit them that blow holes in the gas giants bigger than Earth. A comet just 4 or 5 miles across will blow a hole bigger than the Earth in a gas giant. There's been famous cases of Shoemaker-Levy and that comet, what it did, hitting a gas giant. So now they're suddenly telling you in the Wall Street Journal, the asteroid peril isn't science fiction. They hit us more often than we think. Think about that. So my point is, we live in a volatile universe. We live in an amazing universe. And if it really is a simulation, that's why the ancients said we need to pray to God to protect us, because God's running the simulation. And now almost all the tech heads believe it's a simulation by some outside entity, that they want to create new simulations and new breakoff realities. Well, that's the devil to the fallen. You know, come with me, I'll build a new reality. The truth is, this is not a simulation. It is a third dimension, real genetic map with real matter and real discoveries for us to make, with higher dimensional order of the spirit from the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th dimension overlaid. By the way, people seen Elon Musk talk about this, they go, wait, you're on Joe Rogan's show, and a year later Elon Musk says it word for word. But Elon Musk says, I'm at the meetings with the heads of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and they're all into this. It's an AI cult, but they believe they're going to ascend by creating a new reality and breaking away from this one. So they actually have taken on Lucifer's actual prime directive of, this is a false reality made by this God. I'm going to build a new reality. Come with me. But the devil can't build like we can. We're built in God's image. The angels aren't. They can't build like we can. They can manipulate us to build something for them. And that's what this is. All twisted, all given to us with Trojan horses. We built it, but they've put an evil twist on it by twisting us. Now, that is the maximum level thought of the highest Illuminati, highest level Christian organizations that are opposing it. And Trump is opposing it. But he doesn't get the whole thing. He shouldn't be supporting 5G, I'll tell you that. And by the way, I didn't just tell you some wild deal. When I say it, the media makes fun of it, but it gets 40 million views. Joe Rogan has scientists on, they say the same thing, it's a million views, but oh, they're smart when they say it. They're all pushing you this new multi-dimension or artificial dimension system so that you will go with them, just like Lucifer tried to get the angels. So it's here it is, NBC News. Are we living in a simulated universe? Here's what scientists say. See, they're pushing this everything on July 5th. All this is coming out, all this is unfolding, but I'm going to tell you on the other side how you can ensure victory for your spirit. This is only a earth suit, but your earth suit is also spiritual, and I'm going to explain that, the biggest secret the enemy doesn't want you to know, when we come back on the other side. Thousands and thousands of interesting things happening that we can talk about that would be entertaining. But I want to talk about things that really affect the universe and really affect the world. The best thinking of the most powerful people in the world, who are both on the dark side and on the good side, is that we are interdimensional beings, spirit creatures, and that there are all these dimensions around us that mathematics and science has proven. And that our bodies are temples that hold our spirit, and that going back to all of our ancestors, wherever we really came from, obviously not from this planet, that's what the establishment believes as well, that each body carries the genetic splice of our ancestors together and their genetic memories or their epigenetics. And that going forward then, people feel like they've been reincarnated because they are experiencing the owner's manual, the life map of kindred spirits, of their families, of their ancestors who lived before them. That's what instincts are. But instincts are just the basics of that. Again, they can take chickens that have been 20 generations inside a building, never seen a chicken hawk, never seen a hawk. It'll kill them, eat them. And they can project triangles, rectangles on the ceiling with a projector, and the chickens don't run into the coop and hide. You project a hawk, they run and hide. That is a genetic memory. That's a chicken genetic memory. We have genetic memory or race consciousness of the entire species, and the globalists are obsessed with this and activating it. But beyond that, we have a new spirit that goes into the body and then activates all of that, lives through that with its experiences, mates with another human, and then they splice their genetics and memory and then pay that forward. But the spirit, at a quantum level, then also takes the knowledge of that experience to a higher plane and higher level, just as in this third dimension, time warping genetically, it also passes on the life. And so there is life at all these different levels, your personal life, your genetic history in life, future genetic lives you're going to have with those that you have babies with, and those experiences and those communal experiences and experiencing your grandparents and great-grandparents and people from 1,000 years ago or 1,000,000 years ago or from wherever your ancestors came from, interfacing with your daughter or your son. And it's like you're talking to your grandparents. You don't know why, because you are. It's all magic. It's all real. And so Elon Musk, who's been with the top globalists, and Bill Joy, who's been with them, have all said they plan on a silicon god. They're getting rid of humanity. They know that it's all interdimensional. They want to block all that off. They've made some dark deal. Beware. As soon as Elon said that, they came after his companies. They attacked him. They did all this terrible stuff because he knows the truth, folks. And I know the truth. So I was on about 6-8 months, whatever it was, before he was on. He came on and repeated basically what I said. But he wasn't plagiarizing me. He was telling you the same thing because he's been at the highest levels with these people, and this is their religion. But a twisted form of knowing this but not letting you know this. I say let everybody know the truth. And it's even more advanced than I've laid out here. It's incredible when you see the mastery of it, what God built. It's unbelievable. But we are a symbiotic genetic creature, but we also have a spirit that's individual that goes forward into the future but also carries that data on to a larger level. And it's just beautiful. It's amazing. And the globalists are trying to short-circuit it to become God. Now, in closing, before I air the Elon Musk, Alex Jones juxtapose from the Joe Rogan Show, in this end of this segment, the next, we're going to have a special 1776 worldwide Second American Revolution is launched. 36-hour broadcast that kicks off Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight and runs right through the next day when the war room ends with Owen Schroyer at 6 p.m. I'm going to have a bunch of special guests who've just been inside the White House meeting with the president with what the inside baseball is that we already have a lot of on the next fight against big tech censorship and that right of freedom. So that's coming up. And please don't forget, InfoWarsStore.com has the Betsy Ross flags. Shirts in navy blue and in white that say, these colors don't run on the front. On the back, it says, it's just awesome, it says, America's back, InfoWars.com. Another version on the front says, since 1776, Betsy Ross flag. On the back says, America's back, InfoWars.com. This could really fund some key initiatives I've got because it's gone crazy with their censorship of the Betsy Ross flag and Kaepernick and Nike and all that, pulling the shoes. I said we'd print 4,000, 1,000 of each variant. Those are going to be sold out by tomorrow. So that'll be a special edition. You'll get your special edition. We'll have a new variant that comes out in the next few days to fund the operation at InfoWarsStore.com. But people are excited about this. It funds the InfoWar. You get a great shirt to put it in the face of the tyrants and the censors. It is a win-win-win on every front. So get your Betsy Ross flag in navy blue or in white at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Because the funding of us in the third dimension is what gives us the ability to build the systems to communicate and punch through the enemy operations to actually try to trigger and activate your real human destiny and potential. But when we come knocking, you've got to open the door. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars.com for Space Force. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Elon Musk and more.
I'm watching the midterms. Then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you voted Trump! You voted Trump!
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
Support the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all. There's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out.
I think most likely, this is just about probability, there are many, many simulations. These simulations are, you might as well call them reality, or you could call them multiverse.
These simulations, you believe, are created? Like someone has manufactured?
They're running on the substrate.
Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up.
Well, that's the scenario. The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best,
like for us.
Yes, like if you can't beat it, join it. That's
yeah.
You know,
it's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
So, from a long-term existential standpoint, that's like the purpose of Neuralink, is to create a high bandwidth interface to the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. Because we have a bandwidth problem. You just can't communicate through your fingers. It's too slow.
And so, Google was set up 18, 19 years ago, this was, I knew about this before it was declassified, I'm just saying I have good sources, that they wanted to build a giant artificial system, and Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball,
But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system.
Is there sort of like a collective AI in the Google sort of search, Google search, you know, the where we're all sort of plugged in as like nodes on the network, like leaves on a big tree, and we're all feeding this network with our questions and answers. We're all collectively programming the AI, and the Google plus all the humans that connect to it are one giant cybernetic collective. This is also true of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these social networks. They're giant cybernetic collectives.
There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Wait a minute. Humanity the pedophiles is only in control of AI? How'd the pedophiles get in control of AI?
Well, the pedophiles at a whatever level.
They rule.
The devil, whatever you want to call it, this interdimensional thing that gives them advanced off-world technology, the fallen one that's not of this world, is giving them advanced knowledge.
What are
you
talking
about?
What systems have
already been used before on other populations.
What?
Is that Satan?
But what are you talking about?
That's Satan.
But explain that.
Something that the stupid preacher tells you about who's totally controlled or something you read about on in the news or TV.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species. So the species is now making a decision about its entire future.
Where are you getting this from?
That's what it is.
But where are you getting it from?
I know, from looking at all the data, researching it, studying it, watching the enemy. That's the big decision that humanity has now got before us.
Humans and electronics all interfacing and constantly connected.
Yes, constantly.
One of the things that I've been thinking about a lot over the last few years is that one of the things that drives a lot of people crazy is how many people are obsessed with materialism and getting the latest, greatest thing. And I wonder how much of that a lot of it is most certainly fueling technology and innovation. And it almost seems like it's built into us. It's like what we like and what we want, that we're fueling this thing that's constantly around us all the time. And it doesn't seem possible that people are going to pump the brakes. It doesn't seem possible at this stage where we're constantly expecting the newest cell phone, the latest Tesla update, the newest MacBook Pro. Everything has to be newer and better. And that's going to lead to some incredible point. And it seems like it's built into us. It almost seems like it's an instinct that we're working towards this, that we like it.
Mm-hmm.
That our job, just like the ants build the anthill, our job is to somehow or another fuel this.
Yes. When I made this comment some years ago, but it feels like we are the biological bootloader for AI. Effectively, we are building it. And then we're building progressively greater intelligence. And the percentage of intelligence that is not human is increasing. And eventually, we will represent a very small percentage of intelligence. But the AI is informed, strangely, by the human limbic system. It is, in large part, our id writ large.
How so?
Well, you mentioned all those things, the sort of primal drives.
Mm-hmm.
There's all the things that we like and hate and fear. They're all there on the internet. They're a projection of our limbic system.
True. No, it makes sense. And the thinking of it as a, I mean, thinking of corporations and just thinking of just human beings communicating online through these social media networks as some sort of an organism that's it's a cyborg. It's a combination. It's a combination of electronics and biology.
Yeah.
Does this
in some measure, like, it's the success of these online systems is sort of a function of how much limbic resonance they're able to achieve with people. The more limbic resonance, the more engagement.
Mm. Whereas, like, one of the reasons why probably Instagram is more enticing than Twitter.
Limbic resonance.
Yeah. You get more images, more video.
Yes.
It's tweaking your system more.
Yes.
Do you worry about or wonder, in fact, about what the next step is? I mean, a lot of people didn't see Twitter coming, that, you know, communicate with 140 characters or 280 now would be a thing that people would be interested in. Like, it's going to excel. It's going to become more connected to us, right?
Yes, things are getting more and more connected. They're, at this point, constrained by bandwidth. Our input-output is slow, particularly output. Output got worse with thumbs. You know, we used to have input with 10 fingers, now we have thumbs. But images are a way of communicating at high bandwidth. You take pictures and you send pictures to people. That communicates far more information than you can communicate with your thumbs.
So what happened with you where you decided or you took on a more fatalistic attitude? Like, what was there any specific thing, or was it just the inevitability of our future?
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
This seems Nobody like a listened. Scene in a movie.
Nobody
where
listened.
The robots are going to fucking take over and you're freaking me out. Nobody listened.
Nobody listened.
No one. Are people more inclined to listen today? It seems like an issue that's brought up more often over the last few years than it was maybe 5-10 years ago. It seemed like science fiction.
Maybe they will. So far they haven't. I think people don't, like, normally the way that regulations work is very slow. It's very slow indeed. So, usually there'll be something, some new technology. It will cause damage or death. There will be an outcry. There will be an investigation. Years will pass. There will be some sort of insight committee. There will be rulemaking. Then there will be oversight, eventually regulations. This all takes many years. This is the normal course of things. If you look at, say, automotive regulations, how long did it take for seatbelts to be implemented, to be required? You know, the auto industry fought seatbelts, I think, for more than a decade. Successfully fought any regulations on seatbelts, even though the numbers were extremely obvious. If you had a seatbelt on, you would be far less likely to die or be seriously injured. It was unequivocal. And the industry fought this for years successfully. Eventually, after many, many people died, regulators insisted on seatbelts. This time frame is not relevant to AI. You can't take 10 years from the point at which it's dangerous. It's too late.
And you feel like this is decades away or years away from being too late? If you have this fatalistic attitude and you feel like it's going, we're in a almost like a doomsday countdown.
It's not necessarily a doomsday countdown. It's a
out of control countdown?
Out of control, yeah. People call